Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Secretary, what is the United States border policy?
You know what our policy is? Our policy is to enforce the law.
I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, then they're going to win. Mm-hmm. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that.
With a straight face, Kevin McCarthy says the MAGA Republic is going to restore faith in our elections. As we say in my faith, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Think the IRS should have guns while they take yours away? Vote for your rights.
You cannot control us.
Get out and vote November 8th. Only 42 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, it's 42 days. It's going to happen quickly. Buckle up, bear down, understand the strategy of the Democrat, the left. They have nothing they can run on except demonizing, smearing, and slandering and assassinating the character of every Republican that is running for office. Obama now saying racism is at the cause. Americans oppose Joe Biden's lawless wage-cutting mass migration because they are racist, not because of the economic worries that people have. Right now, the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, that there are too many of them here. Obama tells a meeting of Hispanic realtors on September 25th in San Diego. Just found out about it today. That follows up with what the comment. It looked like a Nazi Germany and a Hitler rally, the Trump rally in Ohio by Hillary Clinton. This is all they got. They can't run on anything else. What the problem they are now facing is that America is living through their socialist hellhole nightmare. And as the midterms now, as things are really getting close, people are waking up to it. And people see this destructive, radical, democratic, new Green Deal socialist agenda. Economic numbers today, 71% of Americans say their paychecks are not keeping up with Biden's inflation. Heritage Foundation estimates $7,200 a year annually per household is what Biden inflation is costing you. That if you're the poor, middle class, fixed income, you're dead because things aren't getting cheaper. Price of gas going back up. I told you it was a Band-Aid. It was a political Band-Aid releasing, dangerously releasing these strategic petroleum reserves to levels we have not seen in, what, 50 years. Very dangerous to national security. And by the way, Amy Klobuchar is out there. We're watching Hurricane Ian. Later on, we'll have on Joe Bastardi, the official meteorologist of the Sean Hannity Show. Of course, with weatherbell.com. This hurricane is real. They're evacuating 2.5 million Floridians, coastal areas, anyway, from Fort Myers straight through Tampa and north of Tampa. It looks like it is a little more south than where they thought. They thought it was going to be a direct hit on Tampa, maybe a little south, maybe Fort Myers north, to the north of that. We'll find out from Joe when he joins us later. Amy Klobuchar suggesting voting Democrat will help stop hurricanes. That's why we've got to win this. We just did something about climate change before invoking Hurricane Ian. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we're going to win this as this hurricane bears down in Florida. We've got to win the midterms. We understand that, she said, after listing several legislative wins on Morning Liberal Joe. Floridians have been preparing themselves for the hurricane for the past 2 days, especially residents of Key West. They're already experiencing strong winds, etc. And she says that she told Klobuchar, Joe wanted to celebrate bipartisan achievements, etc., etc. We could be facing a grave political crisis. Women could be facing a grave crisis. And all of this is to scare the hell out of you, because what are they going to run on? Their economy? By record high inflation? I'm going to tell you the thing. All of this makes me angry. All of this is preventable. Borders preventable. Energy costs are preventable. Inflation preventable. Supply chain issues preventable. All of it. All this happened because of their climate alarmist cultism that drives every decision that they make. But 71% of employees, you know, even fake news CNN can't deny the reality. Here is my biggest frustration today, and I am apoplectic about it. I'm angry about this. So Russia begins deploying troops to the Ukrainian border, and you might remember, oh, we don't think he's going to go in. I keep saying, yeah, he's going in. Anyway, the United States has worked closely with our allied partners to deliver a strong, unified response, right? Blah, blah, blah. It's all the talking points. Then they never gave Zelensky the weaponry to actually win the war. Now, you might remember that one of the first acts Joe Biden did was lift any moratorium on the building of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, they're not even using the Nord Stream 1 pipeline because Putin, on top of threatening nuclear war, Joe Biden is now rewarding Vladimir Putin. Now, there's great danger to Europe this winter. Europe, Western Europe, unfortunately, gave in to their climate alarmist cultists. And they gave up their own domestic production of energy, their own electric grids, and they started importing energy from Russia, hostile regime, Putin, hostile actor. And remember, Donald Trump tells the story. He gave Angela Merkel the white flag. She goes, what's this for? Because you're surrendering. And he was angry that they would import all of their energy from this hostile regime. One thing Donald Trump understood, he understood who Putin was, but he just said, it's better to get along with him, but I know what I'm dealing with. And anyway, so he's telling Western Europe again and again. Remember, we played the tape saying this is a really dumb idea. He was telling, what, the head of NATO, why are you making Russia rich again, and why are you becoming dependent on Russian energy, the lifeblood of the world's economy? Anyway, so we now have a statement by Biden. As I said when I met with the chancellor earlier this month of Germany, that we have closely coordinated our efforts to stop Nord Stream 2, the pipeline, if Russia further invaded Ukraine. Yesterday, after further close consultations between our two governments, Germany announced that it would halt certification of the pipeline. Today, I have directed my administration to impose sanctions on Nord Stream 2. You might remember that was what the president said. Well, you know, that was May 19th. The Biden administration waived sanctions on the company behind Nord Stream 2. Well, now he's saying, you know, he said at the time there will no longer be a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it. Now I'm reading that Joe Biden is changing course. And Joe Biden now is going to allow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, if we had the Keystone XL pipeline, just think about this. We had the Keystone XL pipeline. What would life be like in America today? We would be importing 900,000 barrels of oil from Canada a day. 900,000 barrels a day. That is a lot of oil. And yet we're not doing it. It would have been done according to the Alberta premier at this point. And it's not happening. Instead, we have Joe begging OPEC and so on and so forth. Anyway, it's just beyond frustrating. It really is. It just is beyond frustrating. And this is what we're dealing with. Anyway, back to the economy. Biden is boasting that America's making encouraging progress on his watch. Stock market is plunging. Housing market has collapsed. Mortgage rates are through the roof. Gas prices are on the rise. And a majority of American families are struggling. Food banks are overwhelmed. And $6 trillion in household wealth, I'm sorry, $9 trillion now, have disappeared in the last, you know, since Joe Biden's become president. But Biden celebrates the progress he made over the past year in a statement saying how well we're doing. And, you know, acknowledge the Rosh Hashanah holiday, an important time of reflection, repentance, renewal for people of faith and the country as a whole. And just as individuals can seek renewal, so can nations. He wrote in a statement, this past year has seen encouraging progress for our nation. Anyway, the past year has been encouraging progress for our nation. White House aides are now pushing reporters away from Biden because the Dow now is crashing into bear market territory. That's not good either. Washington Times White House press handlers pushed reporters out of the state dining room on Monday as journalists shouted questions at an unresponsive President Biden at a meeting with advisors on economic competition. There's nothing for them to run on. Morgan Stanley is now warning the Biden recession will be worse than we expected. We think it's unavoidable. Morgan Stanley's chief U.S. equity strategist, Michael Wilson, said that he's convinced a corporate earnings recession is coming and that it could be worse than a normal recession. He was on CNBC, said the Morgan Stanley team is looking closely at business earnings and the impact of corporate profits and on equities, and which have been now on a wild ride in recent months. We think it's unavoidable to avoid an earnings recession, and that's what matters for stocks. It's all interrelated, whether it's earnings or whether it's an economy and a cyclical downturn for growth. And that's the fire and ice scenario to a T. Scary. CNBC, stock market losses wipe out $9 trillion of American wealth. Are you happy? You're going to vote for this these people in 42 days? California plans to ban all heating appliances that use natural gas. Great. Gavin Newsom wants to be president. Now we know that Biden's student loan forgiveness program is going to cost U.S. taxpayers $400 billion over 10 years, according to the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, noting in a letter to the Senate and House Labor Committees. $400 billion. Where do you get $400 billion from? Anyway, let me go to the statement on Nord Stream 2. I'd lost it. I was trying to find it, so I apologize for that. Since Russia began deploying troops to Ukrainian border, U.S. has worked closely with our allies, so on and so forth. Yesterday, our further consultations, Germany announced that it would halt certification of the pipeline. Today, I've directed my administration to oppose. And by the way, this is February 23rd of 2022. And I want today's story. And anyway, as I said, okay, so that's what he said back then. And this is the problem with Joe Biden. Joe Biden said that they're now going to waive sanctions on Nord Stream 2. Now, think of the context under which he's doing this. Biden administration waived the sanctions on the company, Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, to Germany and its chief executive, according to Anthony Blinken. State Department report sent to Congress, concluding Nord Stream 2, CEO, blah, 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 blah. Putin engaged in sanctionable activity, but Blinken immediately waived those sanctions, saying that it was in the U.S. national interest. Is this because Vladimir Putin threaten nuclear weapons? Are you rewarding Vladimir for threatening the world to nuke Ukraine, use nuclear weapons? Are you giving into the tyranny of this? Because that's what it sounds like to me. Because they're the ones that impose the sanctions. Now ask yourself this. Why, if it's okay for Putin to get another waiver, why don't we finish the Keystone XL pipeline? Now ask yourself another question. Why don't we reopen Anwar? And why don't we stop begging countries that hate us? Countries like Iran, and trying to do deals with the mullahs of Iran, which have enough to handle right now because there is uprisings all around the country, and we should be helping the freedom fighters in Iran in any way we can. Why are we begging Saudi Arabia? They rejected every appeal Joe Biden has made to increase production of oil. Same with OPEC. We don't need emissaries sent to Venezuela because we've got more energy, natural resources, gas, oil, and coal here that could not only satisfy our needs for hundreds of years, but it could make America the most energy dominant country on the face of the earth. And we could supply all the heating, oil, energy, gas needs of our Western European allies and get rich in the process. It's good for national security, creates high paying career jobs, and it's good all the way around. We'd be rich. We could lower taxes. I know Democrats don't want to do that. Anyway, it's just frustrating. Unbelievable to me. This is beyond frustrating. But this is your government. Anyway, we'll have more on this. Explosions, by the way, rattled the Baltic Sea before unusual leaks were discovered on two natural gas pipelines running underwater from Russia to Germany on Tuesday. Great. That's not good. No doubt this is not an earthquake, according to someone in Denmark, a professional in Denmark, asked who could be responsible for the leaks, said there's no information indicating who could be behind it. There might be a deeper story here. Is there sabotage suspected after unexplained leaks found on a major Russian gas pipeline? Investigators taking a look into that now. Listen, credit cards have very high interest rates, close to 20+% these days, and those kinds of rates can really eat away at your savings. And a lot of people now are paying their day-to-day bills with credit cards. Look, there's another alternative, AmericanFinancing.net. Our friends there will give you a free debt consolidation, financial review, mortgage review, and tell you exactly how much you could save every month and maybe over the course of your loan. Don't pay high interest rate debt on a credit card. Talk to our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. It's absolutely free. They have professional consultants, no pressure, no cost, no obligation at all whatsoever. So if you're in that situation, give them a call now. It's absolutely free. 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200, on the web, AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Exposing the Pelosi Party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. right, glad you're with us. Looking a little deeper into what's going on here. Explosions rattling the Baltic Sea before unusual leaks discovered on two natural gas pipelines running underwater from Russia to Germany. According to seismologists, Danish Prime Minister saying the government regarded the leaks as the result of deliberate actions by unknown perpetrators. Other European leaders and experts pointing to the possibility of sabotage amid an energy standoff with Russia provoked by the war in Ukraine. The first explosion recorded early Monday, southeast of the Danish island of whatever, director of the Swedish National Seismic Network. A second stronger blast northeast of the island that night was the equivalent to a magnitude 2.3 earthquake. Seismic stations in Denmark, Norway, Finland all registered the explosions. There's no doubt about it. This is not an earthquake. Asked whether this incident constituted an attack on Denmark, one of their leaders replied that the leaks happened in international waters, so the answer would be no. Asked who would be responsible, the answer was there is no information indicating who could be behind it. On Wednesday, the Danish defense minister is going to travel to Brussels to meet with the NATO chief to talk about the gas leaks. And Denmark's foreign minister is saying that other countries in the region, Sweden, Germany, Poland, have been kept informed, and we will inform and reach out to Russia in this case. He said Denmark's foreign intelligence service didn't see any increased military threat against Denmark after the three leaks on the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines, which are filled with natural gas but not delivering the fuel to Europe, overshadowed by the obvious war that's been going on. 25 to the top of the hour. Jen Psaki's right. If this election is about Biden, the Democrats, their failed policies, Republicans can have a wave election. If it's about listening to Obama basically say, well, Republicans, not basically, he said right now the biggest fuel behind the Republican agenda is related to immigration and the fear that somehow America's character is going to be changed if people of darker shades, there are too many of them here, he told a meeting of Hispanic realtors in California. Okay, so follow that with Hillary Clinton. And of course, her comments, this Trump rally, they had their hands in the air. It looked like a Hitler, Nazi Germany rally. You think this is an accident? None of this is an accident. This is all by design. Do you think they want to talk about the breakdown of society and law and order in our cities because of their insanity? You know, they don't want to talk about their open borders ideology. They don't want to talk about their socialist agenda, you know, killing our economy. They don't want to talk about how their policies have caused record high gas prices, now going back up again as we told you they would. They don't want to talk about their defund, dismantle, no cash bail, coddle the criminals disaster. They don't want to talk about the real cost of their student loan bailout, the biggest transfer of wealth without any congressional approval. They don't want Americans talking about their reckless spending, out of control inflation. They don't want to talk about any of this. Their disasters in school, their radical agenda for schools, you know, and it comes down to simple questions. Are you better off than you were before Joe Biden took office? How about on the issue of inflation? How about the issue of crime? How about the issue of gas prices? How about the issue of your retirement, 401k, IRAs? Is there any single one thing Joe has done to make your life better? Because Jen Psaki's right. If it's a referendum on Joe, Democrats lose. They'll lose big time. So the last thing they want to talk about is that. So it's either going to be Jan 6, another committee hearing tomorrow. No, not one committee hearing on 574 riots. Not one person on that committee was ever, where's the committee looking into 574 official designated riots in the summer of 2020? You know, the ones where cops pelted bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, frozen water bottles, dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. No look into that. No, wasn't a threat to democracy, could they say. We've condemned all of it. We're consistent. They're not. They can't run on their record. They have no accomplishments. January 6th, MAGA Republicans. Let's go. Let's demonize MAGA Republicans. Looks like a Nazi, you know, Germany rally. Why? Because Hillary couldn't get, you know, 10 people when she was campaigning for president? Average family, $7,200 more per year. You see where this is going? You know, we showed last night on TV what happened at the Wawa in Philly. Crime in Philly is through the roof. This idiot Fetterman, the trust fund brat with tattoos and a hoodie, that never had a real job in his life, that coddles criminals on the parole board, voting to free even convicted murderers, the guy that wants one-third of prisons, you know, set free, safe injection sites paid for by the taxpayers of Pennsylvania, no restrictions on abortion, that guy, the guy that wants a moratorium on fracking, pro-criminal, you know, these... Look, I don't know if you saw this video. I'll show you tonight on TV. I mean, I train in mixed martial arts every day in situational street fighting. I watched this poor woman get pulverized by a 41-year-old homeless guy with 7 prior arrests. He'll be let out because it happened in New York in the New York City subway system. This guy was wailing on this woman. 33-year-old woman. I mean, pounding her with punches and kicks and just, it was without mercy. I was shocked that this woman was able to lift her head up after this horrible beating. It's hard to watch it. It's so bad. And you know, one guy tried to stop the guy and they ran back into the subway because they didn't want to fight the guy, but at least he tried. There was nobody else there to help this poor woman. And then for good measure, she's laying there, lifeless almost, comes back and just kicks her hard in the head and the stomach again and again. It's so painful. 33 years old, she may lose an eye because she was beaten without mercy by this guy. They had him in their possession 7 times. Career criminal. Turned, no bail law reform, arrested finally after the shooting at a Mercedes drive out outside of that other criminal, career criminal, you know, was finally arrested, shooting that took place, a day or so ago, whenever, outside of St. Patrick's Cathedral. In Philly, you have police releasing the surveillance footage of the murder in Temple, a university grad there. We have the Wawa incident. You have a Chicago alderman, you know, looking to reinstate transit police after crime spikes on trains and buses, you think? Maybe you shouldn't have taken them off in the first place. Florida alleged robber armed with gun claims, "I'm from Chicago, bro," leaves when the Kirk displays his own weapon. It's like you're not going to have police. The only thing you have between you and these evil, insane people in the world is to defend yourself. I don't know why people, I always ask liberals that don't like the Second Amendment and don't believe in gun ownership. We're going to come get, hell yeah, we're coming for your guns, to quote Beto Bozo O'Rourke. Hell yeah. What are you going to do when somebody breaks into your house? I love to ask liberals that question. What will you do? I'm going to call 911. Well, whatever was going to happen will have happened by the police show up, by the time they show up. And I don't care if the response time is near perfect. Police in Philly releasing new footage of the ransacking, saying citizens don't deserve this. Well, you got, 100 kids? Now, here's the thing. This guy Shapiro is running for governor in Pennsylvania, and he happens to be the attorney general. We have videotape. I've looked at some of the footage, and I've looked at the still pictures and photos. And guess what? Many of the people didn't have a mask on or a disguise on. And many of the people can be identified. When are you going to arrest them? Because they ignored arresting all the people that we had on tape in the summer of 2020 that were up to and involved in the rioting that took place all summer long. But yet we have all the evidence in the world, but they didn't want to prosecute them. Why not? White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre offered no answer for the question of rising crime. Peter Ducey questioning Jean-Pierre on what President Biden thinks of crime rising statistics affecting major Smith cities and small towns over the past year. She declined to answer directly, claiming that Biden has already done plenty to help cities. Does President Biden think America's big cities are safe? It is not a yes or no question. It's very much a question of what he has done. Nothing to make sure cities have the funding and have what they need to protect their communities. They're not being protected. Turn on the news. Talk to the governors. Another more video of a Georgia mom calmly shopping for a tarp in a Family Dollar store after she disappeared 24 hours before her naked and burned body was found in a ravine. Florida robber armed with guns claims, "I'm from Chicago, bro." Then the clerk displays their own weapon. Yeah, he left. California woman shooted an intruder day after getting her gun. Buying a gun in California isn't simple, and it's not easy, and it's not fast because of their gun measures. But thankfully, the state's draconian restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms did not interfere with one woman's ability to use a firearm to defend herself and her husband because a stranger tried to come inside their home. The woman in question picked up her pistol the day before after waiting the 10 days under a law required in California between the time of purchase when gun owners can actually take possession of their newly bought firearm. Little did she realize she would soon use it to fend off an attack on her husband at their home. It's happening all over the country. Liberal Democrats are allowing this to happen. You know, coddle the criminal. Villains are victims. Victims are turned into villains. Under Democratic rule, hardworking families now in this country, they're seeing crime up, costs spiraling out of control, quality of life down everywhere. You can fix it in 42 days. There is a solution. You know, I know a lot of people have not been as enthusiastic as I have about the contract. I've watched. There's something about putting something in writing that works. And I don't know what it is. Now, I'm a Reagan trust but verify guy. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'm saying, you know what? We'll hold them accountable if they don't do it. That's the beauty of it all. That's what's at stake in just a short period of time. It's scary. Something else happening we've been telling you about, and that's China. China keeps buying farmland and ranches. Often they're near military bases. There was an acquisition in North Dakota. It's not the first land grab by the Chinese government. Anyway, 51 lawmakers now are sending a letter to three of Biden's cabinet secretaries warning the national security is threatened by the Chinese Communist Party and their links to companies and their efforts to buy farmland, in this case, near an Air Force base in North Dakota. Congressman Carlos Jimenez of Florida led the letter with 50 of his colleagues and the secretaries Austin and Vilsack and others about the land acquisition near North Dakota's Grand Forks Air Force Base by a Chinese manufacturing company. Why are they buying our farmland? But here's a better question. Why are we allowing them to buy it? Why are we helping Putin out? Now, I understand the problem that Europe has. Europe is not going to have, they are predicting that people are going to die this winter because they don't have the energy means to heat people's homes, and the energy that they do have is going to be cost prohibitive for so many people all across Western Europe. They're estimating it could be 30%+ of people's annual income used to heat their homes this winter. The estimates are as high as starting 174% increase in heating costs for the average person in Western Europe, that'd be Germany, Italy, and other countries. And so now all of a sudden, what, they're going to go back to Russia? And the week after that, Russia is involved in threatening the world with nuclear weapons? Well, Russia now on the verge, Vladimir Putin out of desperation, because he's put himself in a corner, painted himself in a corner in Ukraine. And now he has started up a draft, and a lot of people just racing towards the border. UK Guardian is now pointing out that its borders may be closed to prevent military-age men from leaving the country. Russia's military recruitment centers are now under attack by civilians. They don't want any part of this war with Ukraine. They want nothing to do with it. And who can blame them? Who would want any part of it? You know, the amount of lawlessness now that's going on in this country is just unbelievable. The state of this country is unbelievable. You know, when Trump does the end of his speech and he plays that music, America is in decline. America, well, we are a nation right now in decline. We're not respected around the world. Our economy is an utter, complete mess. Our borders are a mess. The economy, a disaster. Energy prices, a disaster. The policies that they've made, disaster. So let's call Republicans Nazis. Let's call them racist. Let's call them every name we could possibly think of, because we certainly can't run on our record. This is what happens when you elect radicals to office. We warned you. I felt this sense of urgency for the moment before this 2020 election, which is why I did what I swore I'd never do: write another book. And I wrote Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. This is the on the brink part. And it's unfortunate. I was more right than I really ever thought I would be. I wish I was wrong. But there is hope. 2 years now have gone by since the 2020 election. And now we have an opportunity to begin the process to get back on track. And the first thing would be to take the House and the Senate. Senate's harder. Marco Rubio has to win. Herschel has to win in Georgia. We've got to win with J.D. Vance. Ted Budd in North Carolina. We got to make a real run at New Hampshire. We need Oz to win in Pennsylvania. That's a critical, critical hold for Republicans. Eric Schmidt has got to win in Missouri. Ron Johnson's got to win. Then we got Adam Laxalt, who'll join us on the program later. He's got to win in Nevada. And hopefully Blake Masters can, you know, he's down a bit now. Hopefully he can come back. People of Arizona, I hope you're waking up. And Kerry Lake, and then these governor's races as well. They're important also. I'm paying less attention to the governor's races. Anyway, government is addicted to spending, and you see what's happened to the economy. You have to look for big ways to save money. That's why I keep telling you about Pure Talk. Pure Talk is a no-brainer. Pure Talk, you get the exact same service using the exact same cell towers, using the exact same 5G network as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, except you save, on average, the average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Same number of bars, same phone number. That's a lot of money. Some families are saving much more than $1,000 a year. They have incredible plans that none of these big carriers offer, like unlimited talk and unlimited text and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. That's real money. That'll help cover the cost of rising gas prices and grocery prices, help counter inflation and the recession. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save 50% off your first month on top of their already low price. Put this money in your pocket for the exact same service. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Sean Hannity.
All right, we'll follow developments on this Nord Stream explosion that took place and what's going on there. Also, we're going to have the latest on all of the races coming up. We'll get an update on this hurricane in Florida, Adam Laxalt, much more straight ahead.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.